Day by day, I'm falling more in love with you. And day by day, my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day, you're making all my dreams come true. Come what may, I want you to know, I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, day by day, I find that day by day, you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know that I am yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, day by day, day by day. As we go through the years, day by day.
Well, if I started doing that, it would take an awfully long time. Welcome to the program, Beagle at Night, with me, RB, and that was Frank Sinatra and Day by Day. So I hope you had a good week since I was with you last. We have the Oscars on Sunday, just gone. Excuse me. Yeah, it really was a yawning. Yeah, but we won't go there. Let's see what else has happened. Weather's not too bad. I'm pretty much over all of the effects that COVID caused. I'm sick of saying COVID now, quite frankly. I think, subject to getting a clear bill of health from the doc in a couple of weeks' time, I think I'm over everything, which is good. Apart from that, it's been the same old week with the same old stuff, but you know what? I really don't mind. And we have a program here which has just about all the usual things in all the usual places, including the grand finale in about 35 minutes' time of Six Napoleons. Doodle-doo-doo. To do. But before all of that, we have good music. Here's the Andrews Sisters.
You call everybody darling, and everybody calls you darling too. You don't mean what you're saying, it's just a game you're playing. But you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love won't come a-knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
Thank you.
say. You don't mean what you're saying. It's just a game you're playing. But you find someone else can play the game as well as you. Maybe better if you call everybody what? Darling. Then love won't come a-knocking at your door.
Who's there?
Not love.
And
as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
Lovely stuff there from Laverne and Maxine and Patricia. Of course, you add them all up and you come up with the Andrews Sisters. Oh, I do like them. A lot of fun. So we're in this twilight zone now, which happens twice a year, and that is when the clocks go forward and backwards. And here in the United States and Canada and a few places in the Caribbean as well, I think, the clocks went forward on Sunday morning, which means that the time difference now between thee and me is 4 hours instead of the usual five. What this means is that I get to do for the next 3 weeks everything an hour later, which is not as easy as you'd think, because I'm so used to coming to the studio at the usual time, and I was sitting at home thinking, well, now I've got another hour and I don't quite know what to do with it, and of course everything ends an hour later and stuff. So that's going to be happening for the next 3 weeks. You don't have to worry about it, or me. Well, actually, the worst that could happen is that I just turn up an hour early. That's perhaps not that as bad, really. Bing Singing is coming up shortly, but first we have Dick Hames. He's asking, how blue the night? Actually, it's rather nice out here at the moment, Dick.
How blue the night? How long the day? How blue the night with you away? How strange it seems, just living in dreams. I'm left in the moon glow. But where did the moon go? The stars on high that used to burn are standing by for your return. Until my arms are holding you tight, how blue my heart, how blue the night. Stars on high that used to burn are standing by for your return. Until my arms are holding you tight, how blue my heart, how blue the night, how blue the night.
He just has a great voice, doesn't he? That was, of course, Dick Haymes and How Blue the Night. Time now for a couple of songs from Bing Crosby in our section that we call, quite simply, Bing Sing.
Be careful, it's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break, but please, before you start, be careful, it's my heart. Not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break, but please, before you start, be careful, it's my heart. Kathleen, to where pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I'll take you to your home again.
Good night and music and warm spring breeze. Sing a little song about a
Bing,
if you please.
Did I see moonlight and magnolia trees? Smile again, my darling, if you please. Did I hear music on a warm spring breeze? Speak again, my darling, if you please. Did I feel cool September rain just then? If you please, touch my cheek with your hand again. When you are near me, I can dream with ease, and I'm yours, my darling, if you please.
Magnolia trees.
Smile again, my darling, if you please.
Did you hear music on a warm spring breeze?
Speak again, my darling, if you please. Did I feel cool September rain just then?
Then if you please, won't you touch my cheek again, again.
When you are near me, I can dream, and I'm yours, my darling, if you please.
Well, three songs from Bing Crosby in our Bing Zing section this week. We had If You Please and I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen, and we started off the little threesome with Be Careful, It's My Heart. And we'll have another couple of songs from Bing around about the same time next week. You're listening to Angel Radio. Right now it's time to go off to Germany and to Holger's house. Morning, Holger. I hope you are well. He sent this song for last week's program, but of course there wasn't one because we did pay to play. So we just held it over to this week. And he actually did send a song the week before. So we owe him one. We might have two songs from Holger next week, just to put the pressure on. We'll see what happens. Anyway, this week he says it's a great hit from 1960, and it spent 1 month at number one. And it is Ted Harold, and the song is called Moonlight.
Moonlight, dear. Nacht ist schön. Moonlight, unsagbar schön. Alle sind verliebt, nur ich muss traurig sein. Sag mir warum. Ist lang. Moonlight, so endlos lang. Denn ich bin allein mit meiner Einsamkeit. Sag mir warum. Wer weiß, wann es für mich so etwas gibt. Die anderen wissen alle, wie schön es ist zu zweien. Warum bin ich allein? Moonlight, die Nacht ist schön. Lass mich glücklich sein in deinem Zauberschein, dann frag ich nicht mehr warum. Die anderen wissen alle, wie schön es ist zu zweien. Warum bin ich allein? Moonlight, die Nacht ist schön. Moonlight, unsagbar schön. Lass mich glücklich sein in deinem Zauberschein. Dann frag ich nicht mehr warum.
I like that one, Holger. That was really good, Ted Harold, and a song simply called Moonlight. Thank you, Holger. Really like that. Ted Harold was very popular in Germany, actually. He was born in Berlin-Schönberg back in 1942. Died a couple of years ago in a horrible fire, along with his wife, if memory serves me correctly. But he had a lot of hits in Germany, and I believe also acted in several films back in the 1960s. So thank you for that, Holger. And we look forward to another song from Holger's house around about the same time next week.
Thank you.
beautiful stuff. That was rather pleasant, wasn't it? That was a song from Geraldo and his orchestra, and it also featured Dorothy Carless singing there, and the song was called Daddy. Coming up after this, we have Beagle's Big Three, which I shouldn't even laugh, but it's been chosen by Porker. Goodness knows why. Porker didn't tell me, and I'm not going to ask. But before we get there, we're going to have a song from Johnny Mercer. I just need to make a call to see the time of the song. Hold on a minute. Let me just see if I can do this. There we go. Okay.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1945.
Had a surprise party for my baby. Made everyone promise not to put my baby wise. And now they're talking about the way it turned out. What a complete surprise. Some intimate friends came to greet my baby. And I was as busy as a bee around the hive. I took a look at the clock. Tickety-tock, my baby was about to arrive. There were flowers on the table. Something extra special on ice. I was glad that I was able to have everything nice, including chicken and rice. Had everything all set, and then we waited. And I was delighted and excited as could be. But when my baby walked in with somebody else, the most surprised party was me. I thought I was the perfect host. I had the lights turned low. I had my copy of Emily Post right there at my elbow. I had a lot of fancy knickknacks scattered about the place. Made sure to have plenty of doilies made of Chantilly lace. Her favorite friends were gathered behind the big settee. And after we'd surprised her, we were all gonna make whoopee. Yes, we planned to announce our engagement after we'd made some fudge. But somebody double-crossed me. Someone who bore me a grudge. I had everything all set, and then we waited. And I was delighted and excited as could be. But when my baby walked in with somebody else, the most surprised party was me.
Lovely stuff. That was Johnny Mercer from 1945 and surprise party. So welcome to, if you just joined us, Beagle and I, we've had a fun half hour. We've got some good stuff coming up for you in the next half hour. Beagle's Big Three coming up, the final edition of Six Napoleons. And got a very, I think you'll find it quite interesting, a little bit of posh in about half an hour's time. But before all of that, we have to hand it over to Paul. Porker. Good morning, Porker. I hope you're well. Porker lives in Newcastle upon the Tyne, and he says, I love Dean Martin. And you don't seem to play much Dean Martin. I don't know. I thought I did Porker, but unfortunately I can't check anymore because my computer that I used to keep all this information on blew up a couple of weeks ago, which you may be aware of. And although I didn't lose any of my music, I did lose all of the analysis. So it's sort of like, I don't know, but I'll take your word for it. But you know what? Big List Big Three will put that all right. Here are Porker's three songs from this week's a star, it's Dean Martin.
Johnny, get your girl, tap her on the shoulder, tap her on the shoulder, say you'd like to hold her. Johnny, get your girl, walk her in the moonlight. If you've got no moonlight, talk about a June night. Don't wait for introductions, don't be so formal, just step right up and do the thing that's normal. Johnny, get your girl, tap her on the shoulder, get a little bolder, give romance a whirl, don't let another Johnny get your girl. Don't be so formal, just step right up and do the thing that's normal. John,
get that girl,
tap her on the shoulder, get a little bolder, give romance a whirl, don't you let another Johnny get your girl. Up on Sweetheart Hill, for a girl named Mary and a boy named Bill. Come on, get cozy, says the whippoorwill, to a girl named Mary and a boy named Bill. Where there's a sky that's full of moonlight and a merry fool of charm, there ought to be a William snuggled in her arms. So if I kiss you, and I think I will, believe me, it's the only thing to do. For you're my Mary and I'm your Bill, and it's wonderful to be in love with you. Thank you. and I am your Bill. And it's wonderful to be in love with you. Make this evening a magic night.
Love me, promise we'll never part.
You can make all my dreams come true if you love me as I love. Darling, I love you, I love you more than you ever could know. Daytimes I spend dreaming of you, nighttimes I'm telling you so. Yours is the softness of spring to me, yours is the beauty fall. Heaven is mine when you cling to me. You I adore over all. I'll make this evening a magic night.
Love me, promise we'll never part.
You can make all my dreams come true if you love me as I love you.
If you love me.
Big Three this morning, as selected by Porker up there in Newcastle upon the Tyne, and the reason he's called, he's a butcher. He owns his own butcher shop up there. I googled you, Porker. I hope you don't mind. Thank you so much for those three songs. Great songs from Dean Martin. Started off with Johnny Get Your Girl, and then a girl named Mary and a boy named Bill, and then we had Love Me, Love Me. Porker, thank you so much. Really nice selection of music, and I will try and include Dean Martin in the program more than I do. Gentle nudge by email from time to time. Always appreciated. It goes. I'm at that age, ladies and gentlemen. All right, it's time now to join Sir John Gielgud and Sir Ralph Richardson in the finale of The Six Napoleons. If you remember when we left off, our two gallant detectives, well, one doctor, one detective, were looking for the Six Napoleons. I think they pretty much messed it all up, at least up until now. We left it with Lestrade being summoned to 221 Baker Street at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. So here we are, tomorrow night, and it's 6 o'clock.
What time is it, Watson?
6 o'clock, Holmes. And here comes our man, dead on time.
Ah, Lestrade, good evening to you.
Good evening, good evening.
Well, Mr. Holmes, you were right, of course.
Of course, of course.
I mean about the fellow Beppo. I've been able to check everything. Other name unknown, pretty celebrated as a ne'er-do-well in the Italian colony, Temper of the Fiend. Used to be a successful sculptor, but fell in evil ways.
Watson, that's the street bell, I believe. Ah, yes, and I hear footsteps on the staircase. Would you prepare to receive our visitor?
Certainly, Holmes, certainly. Ah, good evening, sir. Mr. Sandiford of Reading, I suppose.
Yes, sir. Mr. Sherlock Holmes is expecting me. I had a letter from him by special messenger.
Yes, yes. Come in, Mr. Sandiford. This is Mr. Holmes here.
Good evening, sir.
Let me take your bag.
Carefully, carefully. I beg you, my dear Watson. That bag contains the whole object of our search. That's right, isn't it, Mr. Sandiford?
Well, if you mean the Napoleon bust, yes, it does, sir. It beats me how you knew I had one.
Well, we had your name from Mr. Harding of Harding Brothers, Mr. Sandiford. He told us that they'd sold you their last copy, and they gave us your address.
Yes, quite so. Now then, sir, do you agree to my terms as I set them out in my letter?
Well, you said you'd be prepared to pay me £10 for it.
£10 it is, Mr. Sandiford.
Oh, I'm an honest man, Mr. Holmes. Of course, the money attracts me, but... I think you ought to know I only paid 15 shillings for it.
I've named my price, Mr. Sandiford, and I intend to stick to it. There you are, sir. £10. Yes, and in return, I shall only ask you to sign this paper in the presence of these witnesses. It's simply to say that you transfer all possible rights you ever had in the purchase to me. Thank you so much. Good evening, Mr. Sandiford. The landlady downstairs will show you out.
Oh, I'm much obliged to you, I'm sure, Mr. Holmes. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Good evening.
Now, Watson, now, Lestrade, the bust on the table there, and my celebrated loaded hunting crop in my hand, and so...
Holmes!
Great heavens, sir!
Holmes, what are you doing?
Do you see? There, the perfect hiding place. That's what I was looking for when I fitted the other bust together in the garden. See, that fragment that was the Emperor's ear, embedded like a plum in a pudding... Let me introduce you, gentlemen, to the famous Black Pearl of the Borgias. Nothing less.
What? Well, bravo, Holmes. Bravo, sir.
Bless my soul. Bravo, bravo indeed.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
But what made you link it all together, Holmes?
Elementary, my dear Watson. You'll remember, Lestrade, that at the time when the pearl disappeared, some suspicion fell on the princess's maid, who was an Italian girl named...
Venucci, of course.
Lucrezia Venucci. It was believed that she had a brother in London who worked with her as a jewel thief.
The fellow who was murdered 2 nights ago.
As you say, Watson. I then recollected that the pearl had disappeared just 2 days before the arrest of the man Beppo for some crime of violence.
Huh.
The police were after him. He had the pearl in his possession. He may have stolen it from Venucci, or he may even have been Venucci's confederate. At any event, before the police arrived, he hid it in the only place he could think of in the moment. One of the wet plaster casts of the Napoleon head, which were at that moment being molded in the factory.
And he's been in prison for a year.
Just so. And when he came out, he found from his cousin in the factory where that consignment of that day's Napoleons had gone. And somehow or other traced the address of each purchaser.
But how did he run across Venucci again?
Ah, we'll never know that, Lestrade, unless he decides to talk. I take it that they may have quarreled if they were confederates, or that Venucci was out for revenge if Beppo had stolen the gem from him. At any rate, he also got on the trail. They met outside Harker's house. There was a scuffle, and behold your murder, Lestrade.
And you knew the pearl must be in the Sandiford bust, Holmes.
Well, naturally, when I saw last night that it wasn't in the fifth one at Liburnum Lodge.
Huh.
I wrote to Mr. Sandiford, as you know, bought the pearl in your presence from the owner for £10, and there it lies in all its glory.
Well, I've seen you handle a good many cases, Mr. Holmes, but I don't know that I ever knew a more workmanlike one than that. We're not jealous of you at the Scotland Yard. Oh, no, sir. We're very proud of you. And if you come down tomorrow, there's not a man, from the oldest inspector to the youngest constable, who wouldn't be glad to shake you by the hand.
Thank you, Lestrade. Thank you.
And as he played that evening, with Lestrade's tribute still ringing in his ears, it seemed to me, who knew him so well, that he was more nearly moved by the softer emotions than I'd ever seen him. So ended, then, the case of the six Napoleons in the year 1900, when I was back once more, after the death of my wife, in those old rooms in Baker Street, which I shared with the man I most revered in all the world, Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
So there you have it. I knew he'd get it there in the end. Ralph Richardson, John Gielgud, and the Six Napoleons. And we'll have some more in our series, Tell Me a Story, round about the same time next week.
Entertains and syncopates, Angel Radio informs and educates, Angel Radio inspires and stimulates. Now don't you forget, turn to Angel Radio, music and memories.
The time on Angel Radio will be, about 1939.
Thank you. I do, I'll make you mine. Darling, the first thing is you in my design. Just like the stars guard the moon above me, that's just how I'll guard our love. So love me, please love me. If it's the last thing I do, I'll take your hand. And though I won't say a word, you'll understand. I'll build a dream just for two, and then I'll make it come true. If it's the very last thing I do.
Wayne, if it's the last thing I do, and before that it was Petula Clark from 1961 with the Peter Knight Orchestra, and Isn't This a Lovely Day. Well, it is a March morning, so it seems to me the perfect time to play a song called June Night.
Just give me a June night, the moonlight and you in my arms with all your charms, the moon above, and we'll make love. I'll hold you. Dreaming will come true. Just give me a June night, the moonlight and you. Gotta have you under the moon. Give me a June night.
That was the McGuire Sisters and June Night here on Angel Radio. We're coming up to the top of the first hour, which means we'll have a little bit of posh. And this morning, it is quite posh. John S. Martin is going to read not one, not two, not three, but four of William Wordsworth's romantic poems. But before that, with Charles Previn and his orchestra, here's Deanna Durbin.
To me, why?
Previn and his orchestra, and Beneath the Lights of Home. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, Roy Begley, Begley at Night, and you can hear us on 98.6 in Havant and Gosport and Portsmouth and various other locations in and around that area. You can also hear us on some DAB multiplexes and also, of course, on the internet. And for the latest DAB and internet listenings, check out the website at angelradio.co.uk. And now we get to a little bit of posh. And this morning we have got not one, not two, but three. I've already done that bit. Four bits of poetry. They are all read by John S. Martin, and they're all written by William Wordsworth. I think the longest one is not even 1.5 minutes long, so we're going to get through these fairly rapidly. First up, it's this one.
The world is too much with us. Late and soon, getting and spending, we lay waste our powers. Little we see in nature that is ours. We have given our hearts away, a sordid boon. This sea that bears her bosom to the moon, the winds that will be howling at all hours and are upgathered now like sleeping flowers, for this, for everything, we are out of tune. It moves us not. Great God, I'd rather be a pagan suckled in a creed outworn. So might I, standing on this pleasant lea, have glimpses that would make me less forlorn, have sight of Proteus rising from the sea, or hear old Triton blow his wreathed horn. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, When on my couch I lie in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. Strange fits of passion have I known, and I will dare to tell but in the lover's ear alone what once to me befell. When she I loved looked every day fresh as a rose in June, I to her cottage bent my way beneath an evening moon. Upon the moon I fixed my eye all over the wide lea. With quickening pace my horse drew nigh those paths so dear to me. And now we reached the orchard plot, and as we climbed the hill, the sinking moon to Lucy's cot came near and nearer still. In one of those sweet dreams I slept, kind nature's gentlest boon, and all the while my eyes I kept on the descending moon. My horse moved on, hoof after hoof he raised and never stopped, when down behind the cottage roof at once the bright moon dropped. What fond and wayward thoughts will slide into a lover's head? Oh, mercy, to myself I cried, if Lucy should be dead. Earth has not anything to show more fair. Dull would he be of soul who could pass by a sight so touching in its majesty. This city now doth like a garment wear the beauty of the morning. Silent, bare, ships, towers, domes, theatres, and temples lie open unto the fields and to the sky, all bright and glittering in the smokeless air. Never did sun more beautifully steep in his first splendour valley, rock, or hill. Ne'er saw I, never felt a calm so deep. The river glideth at his own sweet will. Dear God, the very houses seem asleep, and all that mighty heart is lying still.
Tam Pierce, lend me your grey mare. All along down, along out, along Lee, us ones to go to Widdigham Fair. Bill Brewer, Jan Stewart, Peter Gantry, Peter Gurney, Dan'l Whitten, Harry Auk, old Uncle Tom Cobley and all, old Uncle Tom Cobley and all. When shall I see again my grey mare? All along down, along out, along Lee, by Friday noon or Saturday soon, with Bill Brewer, Jan Stewart, Peter Gantry, Peter Gurney, Dan'l Whitten, Harry Auk, old Uncle Tom Cobley and all, old Uncle Tom Cobley and all. But Friday came and Saturday soon, all along down, along out, along Lee, and Tam's old mare, she ne'er did come home, with Bill Brewer, Jan Stewart, Peter Gantry, Peter Gurney, Dan'l Whitten, Harry Auk, old Uncle Tom Cobley and all, old Uncle Tom Cobley and all. So Tam may wait pain top o' the hill, all along down, along out, along Lee, and Zeedy's old mare making her will, with Bill Brewer, Jan Stewart, Peter Gantry, Peter Gurney, Dan'l Whitten, Harry Auk, old Uncle Tom Cobley and all, old Uncle Tom Cobley and all. When the wind blows cold on the moor at night, all along down, along out, along Lee, Tam Pierce's old mare dost appear, ghastly white, with Bill Brewer, Jan Stewart, Peter Gantry, Peter Gurney, Dan'l Whitten, Harry Auk, old Uncle Tom Cobley and all, old Uncle Tom Cobley and all.
I don't know, it just seems so right. Burl Ives and Tam Pierce. Tam Pierce, Lend Me Your Grey Mare. And before that, we had a little bit of Bosch in the form of John S. Martin, who read four poems for us by William Wordsworth. Started off with The World Is Too Much With Us, and then I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud, Strange Fits of Passion Have I Known, and then final one, which was composed upon Westminster Bridge, September the 3rd, 1802. And we'll have some more Posh stuff around about the same time next week, all being well. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will have some comedy for you. Coming up in just a couple of minutes' time, it'll be Doris Day with Day at Night. But first, tinkling, 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 toot la plus, here's Jesse Matthews.
Don't twinkle, tie a little bell to your dancing shoes and the stars will shine. When you moan and groan, then trouble hangs around. He runs miles and miles from every happy sound. Tinkle, 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 what if the raindrops sprinkle? Tie a little bell to your dancing shoes and the sun will shine. Miles and miles from every happy song. Tinkle, 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 what if the raindrops sprinkle? Tie a little bell to your dancing shoes and the sun will shine. I've been a prisoner, locked in a jail. Love held the only key. Love heard me crying, locked in a jail, came to the help of me. Oh, what a glorious feeling to be free, really free. For over my shoulder goes one care, and over my shoulder goes two cares. Why should I cry? It flew about. I'm free at last, and I'm in love. Over my shoulder goes three cares, and over my shoulder goes four cares. Bye-bye to trouble, it's gone beyond recall, for over my shoulder goes it all.
Very nicely done, if you don't mind me saying. Jesse Matthews and Tinkle, 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 and then Over My Shoulder, whoop, goes my cares. Let's see, that was fun. Sorry, I was so into listening to that I've forgotten what we're going to do next. Doesn't matter. It's just you and me. There's nobody else. It's just us two, so don't worry. Between us, we'll get there. Time now for Day at Night. This is something that Brad Klemper in Chicago invented many centuries ago now. And basically what we do is we play a couple of Doris Day songs and we play them at night, and that's how we got there. Sometimes simple really is the best, isn't it? With The Lamp Is Low, here's Double D.
Dream.
lamp is low. Dream and watch the shadows come and go. The lamp is low. My lips will sigh, I love you so. Dream the sweetest dream we'll ever know.
Let little worries grieve you if you wear the smile. You'll discover that they'll leave you in a little while. Don't let little clouds upset you. Start right in to sing. Don't let little showers fret you. They don't mean a thing. With a smile and a song, life is just like a bright sunny day, your cares fade away, and your heart is young.
La-di-da, la-di-da.
With a smile and a song,
la-di-da, la-di-da.
All the world seems to waken anew, rejoicing with you. As the song is sung, there's no use in grumbling when raindrops come tumbling. Remember, can fill the world with sunshine. and you sing.
La-di-da,
everything is in tune, and it's spring, and life flows along.
La-di-do,
with a smile and a song. Flows along with a smile and a song.
Seems to wake in a new rejoicing with you.
With a smile and a song.
Singing there with the Les Brown and his orchestra, You Won't Be Satisfied Until You Break My Heart. Started off with The Lamp Is Low, and then in the middle with A Smile and a Song. And that's our Day at Night sequence for this week. We'll have some more songs for you from the great Doris Day round about the same time next week. Still to come in the program, we've got some great comedy for you this week from Julian and Sandy, Joyce Grenfell and Victor Borgo, but not necessarily in that order, and of course music all the way as well. I'm going to go back to 1929 right now. I feel as though I should should have a clock jingle for 1929, but I don't think I... Oh, I do. What? Just for the fun of it.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be, about 1929.
Flowers in that land of make-believe. Sweet Sally, dreams are coming true. The day you say you love me half as much as I love you.
Brothers and their orchestra was Sally of My Dreams, and that went back to 1929. And I'm wondering whether that was the singer Smith Ballou. You remember him? I think that was his name, Smith Ballou. I know that he did sing a lot with the Dorsey Brothers around about that time. So I'm gonna take a plunge and say that was Smith Ballou as well. Let's sort of come up a little bit more to date now. 1956. This is Johnny Mathis.
Never let me go. Love me much too much if you let me go. Life would lose its touch. What would I be without you? There's no place for me without you. Never let me go. Thousand hours in the day without you, I know. Because of one caress, my world was over.
returned at the very start. All my bridges burned by my flaming heart. You'd never leave me, would you? You couldn't hurt me, could you?
That was Johnny Mathis, and Never Let Me Go. It came from a film called The Scarlet Hour. But I have a feeling he didn't sing it in the film. I think it was Nat King Cole. I don't know why I think that. It just suddenly flew into my head like a crazy person. But I think it was Nat King Cole that actually sang it in the film. But that was very nice, Johnny Mathis. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB. I'd like to say a quick thank you to DAB Dave, who supplies a lot of the music in each week's program. And I'm very grateful to him for doing that. He always says there's no need to give me any credit, but there really is, because the program is only as good as the people that participate in it. And DAB Dave does that, and Brad in Chicago with his Doris Day, and of course you, dear listener, with all of your requests, and I just fill in the bits. It's as simple as that. So Dave, thank you so much for that. And of course you can hear DAB Dave here on Angel Radio. Check the website for details. He does some really good programs.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was born on the morn of the day that he was born. It was always his treasure and pride, but it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. Tock, tick a 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 tock.
In watching its pendulum swing to and fro, not a servant so faithful he found. For it wasted no time and had but one desire, at the end of each week to be wound.
And it kept in its place with a frown upon its face,
and its hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again
when the old man died. But it stopped, never, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock.
But it stopped, broke, collapsed,
went crazy.
When the old man died.
wonderful. I was singing along with that. That song goes back, believe it or not, to 1876. It really is that old. It was written by Henry Clay Work, the author of Marching Through Georgia. And loads, I mean, so many people have sung that song. It's ridiculous. I couldn't even begin to name them all. But they're all such good versions, and I really did enjoy that. That was the Radio Revelers and My Grandfather's Clock. A little bit late for the coffee for the comedy this morning, but we get there eventually, as all things we do. And first up, it's some requests of Victor Borge. Oh dear.
Now you will name your favorite selections so that I can play the ones we both like. I'm going to write it down as you name them. Do you want your coffee now or later? Now, which tunes would you like to hear?
Stardust.
Stardust. Pardon?
Nolan.
Yes, sir. Pardon? Malaguena.
Tears from the Vienna
Woods. Who wouldn't? Tales of the Vienna Woods.
The Golden Dream.
I think it is to your left. Thank you, sir. You don't look so bad either. What else?
Liebestraum.
Liebestraum?
No.
Yes. That's the one you're gonna get. I have that, sir. I'm sorry. So you're not paying attention. Wait a minute. I guess we have enough anyway. Glad to meet you. Yeah, sure. There's nothing to be sad about. Now we have enough here. This will be, let me see, $4.98. Plus tax, $1,117. Now we have enough. T for two, that I can't remember. How does that go? Somebody please whistle it or hum it for me. Is that the one? Yeah, once more, please. Oh. Another one. May I ask you to do me a great favor? Will you please hum it with me? I'd like to play it through once. What's the matter? Don't you know it? If you don't know it, there's no reason why I should know it. All right. That takes care of that one. Yeah. Now we only have not much left here. Doggy in the window, you look. But no one that comes pretty close to it, I guess. One I know.
Thank you.
have right here. I have the music and everything. No fooling around anymore. I could play it without the music here, but why should I use my memory when I have the music written down? That's what it says. Short piano.
Writer of children's books. The scene takes place in the book department of a large store where she has been autographing copies, and now she's going to talk to her young readers. Hello, boys and girls. I was so pleased when you asked me to come along and tell you about how I write my books for children. Well, of course, the answer is I don't. No, my books write themselves for me. I think we're all little ones at heart, aren't we, grown-ups? Yes, even the growly bear daddy's at the back. And I don't believe I have ever grown up. And I think perhaps that is my secret. That and the fact that kiddies come first with me. Well, as you know, children, I write lots and lots of books for you, and this is how I set about it. Well, first of all, I go upstairs to my hidey hole. Well, really, it's just a great big upstairs workroom, but I like to call it my hidey-hole. And I pin a notice on the door, and it says, Gone to Make-Believe Land. That's just my way of saying, please don't come and bother me, because a book is writing itself for me, and we mustn't disturb it, must we? And then I sit down at my work table, and I put a clean white sheet of paper into my typewriter, and I close my eyes. And what do I see? I see a rambling old house in Cornwall, and I hear seagulls, and I see children, 1, 2, 3 children, scrambling up the cliffs because they're very nearly late for tea. And their names are Jennifer Ann and Robin John, and there's a little one at the back, and he is called Midge, because he is the littlest one. Oh, yes, he has a proper name. It's Anthony Timothy Jeremy Michael, and he doesn't like porridge, but we won't tell anybody, will we? And I sit there, and I type, and I type, and as I do so, I learn all about Jennifer Ann's unruly mop of red curls and her way with hedgehogs, and about Robin John, who is more of a fish than a boy. Oh, you should see him dive from the top diving board. And all about their father, kindly, overworked, sunburnt, twinkling Dr. Merriweather. And then all of a sudden,
It's dinner time, and I rub my eyes and I find myself back in my hidey hole. And look, there's a great pile of typewritten pages on the table beside me. They must have written themselves while the story told itself to me. And so I go on till a book is made. And then I start another one. And this time it's a rambling old house in Yorkshire. And hark, I hear sheep bells. And look, I see children, three children, and their names are Sarah Mary, Jonathan Christopher, and there's a little one at the back, and he is called Tiddler, because he is the littlest one, etc., etc. It's always the same with me. No, I never revise, I never rewrite, and I never read what I have written. But you children do. Millions and millions of you children do, and that is my great joy. And it is my husband's great joy, too. He has given up his work to encourage me in mine, and together we have made hidey holes for each of our five children so they too may learn to let books write themselves for them. And my husband has his own hidey hole where he adds up. Well, I think perhaps it's time I got back to my hidey-hole, don't you?
Now then, trends in the home. Recently I saw an advertisement in a Sunday paper which said, why not get with it in the garden? So I thought, with the summer coming, well, it was time to have my garden replanned. So I phoned this firm, Bona Homes and Landscape Gardens. And the next day their representatives came round.
Oh, hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Horn. We're Bona Homes, you see. Yes, thank you, yes. That's, nice. Incorporating, of course, Fabe Gardens. Of course, we're really just filling in between jobs, aren't we, Jules?
Yes.
We just done that lovely commercial, didn't we?
Lovely commercial
it was, where there's me and Julian sat in this car, and then all these horse guards come trotting by.
Yes.
Lovely, the breastplates.
Oh, shining.
The breastplate shining. It was lovely.
Glinting in the sun. Then Sand turns to me, he looks at me, and we both change to filter tips.
Change to filter tips.
Less of a drag.
Less of a drag. Yes. Yes. Very good it was. Yes. Yes, he took his part lovely, didn't you? God, now, let's have a garden, Mr. Orne, this garden of yours.
All right, it's through here.
Oh, isn't it nasty. I couldn't be doing with a garden like this, could you, Jules?
What?
Oh, those horrible little naff gnomes.
Oh, no. Well, it's a bit like Noddy in Toyland, isn't it? I mean, look at all that grass. That'll have to go. I mean, grass in a garden, Sam.
Oh, très passé. I mean, the mind boggles.
Yes, does it? Well, what do you suggest?
Paving, that's your answer here. Paving.
Crazy?
Absolutely insane. And you have your various types of stone. Show me your brochure. Go on, Jules.
Oh, yes. Mm. Well, let's see. Here. You've got your actual Florentine marble.
Comes lovely in your Florentine marble.
Yes.
Really lovely.
Yes, lovely.
Wait a minute. How'd you see his patio?
Ah.
Now, that's the point. You see his patio.
Yeah, now, that's difficult. Well, wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait.
Coming to you,
it's all happening.
Yes,
it's all happening.
Yes, he's getting it.
I've got it.
Yes.
I've got it. Terraza.
Oh! Terraza, fantabulosa. He's a genius, you know. Oh, yes, and then maybe I could do something wild with a couple of creepers up his trellis. Yes. I'm beginning to see it all now.
Yes.
I'm beginning to see it all now. Yes. Go on, yes,
now,
wait. Go on, Jewel.
Wait, now.
Yes.
Now, what about something decadent?
Ooh.
Like a sunken bird bath?
Ooh.
Well, I'm afraid I don't know any sunken birds.
Leap old. Oh, got his number, Ducky. Yes, go on, Jewel, though. Sorry for the interruption. Go on, it's beginning to sing now, isn't it?
Yes,
go on, Jewel, yes,
now,
go on.
Don't rush me, don't rush me.
No, I'm sorry, I spoke.
It's coming over me, it's coming over me in waves.
Yes?
I see.
Yes?
I see it as a miniature version of a piazza in Florence.
Oh, it's a breakthrough, Mr. Horn. He's done it. It's a breakthrough.
Yes. Go on. Wait a minute. Yes. That rockery. Have to come down.
Have to come down. Yes, we'll have that down. Yes. Have that down. Yes. And the trees.
Trees, yes. The trees will have to come down.
Yeah, we'll have those down. Yes. We'll have it all down. Well, look, down.
Look, you kind of a mock Tudor house with an Italianate piazza at the back.
Precisely. The whole house will have to come down.
I hope you enjoyed the comedy this week. Victor Borgo playing his requests. Joyce Grenfell with her writer of children's books. And, of course, Hugh Paddock and Kenneth Williams. Boner houses and landscape gardens. And we'll have some more comedy around about the same time next week. Next week, even. Running late. Let's get on. Nope, I just pressed completely the wrong button. That didn't do good. Let's see. Hold on a minute. Let me put that there and do this.
Our love is a dream, but in my reverie, you can see that this dance was meant for me.
Same time next week. I do hope you'll join me then. Until then, keep well. Ta-da. Well, something seems to have gone wrong with the last song there, which is a little bit annoying. I'm not quite sure what went wrong. Let me see if I can just try it on a different deck. Thank you.
Fox host, faithful forever.
Faithful forever, whatever I do, remember I'm true, remember that.
Faithful forever, and I'm thankful for you. I'll keep smiling through, remember that. We may be apart now and then,
but I'll hold you in my heart till you're in my arms again. Faithful forever, I promise to be, so always have faith.